Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. We are talking about heavenly hugs. What is a heavenly hug? Well, that is where you have a sign or circumstances, or you hear a song, or you come across a license plate or a website, or there's something that reminds you of your loved one who has passed on. And I consider these just reassurances from our Almighty Father that all is well and all will be well. I want to thank all of you for sending me your love and prayers and sympathy and condolences and understanding over these last several days where I have been sharing the very devastating news about the passing of our family members, Elsie and Teddy. And so I've spoken about this on some of the previous broadcasts and actually getting back up and running on the show after a week or 10 days of playing reruns. It actually has helped me because I really love coming onto this channel and being a part of this Healthy American community. So I want to thank all of you for that. This is a broadcast for Thursday. And on Friday, I want to share some of your very comforting messages because there are so many people that are suffering the losses of not only their beloved animal family members, but other family members as well as having some crisis in terms of health and finances and having to move and losing a job and all of that. So my husband and I have been counseling and coaching many people over the last few weeks about life after loss. And there, you don't get over it and you don't just move on, but there are ways that you can find strength and courage and support from others as you navigate these extremely painful, excruciating, agonizing days. I am speaking from experience. One thing that does help lift my spirits is when I receive what I call heavenly hugs. And I want to share some of those with you. This one in particular, I'm going to share the story. And I've also got something that happened after my sister's husband passed away. I want to talk about what I saw with my lovely Elsie and also Teddy Bear. So leave a comment if you would. If you have experienced these heavenly hugs where something that is more than just a mere coincidence has come through into your life and you feel comforted by that. So that's what I want to share with you. And first, I want to share a message from the show sponsor for today. And this is over at noblegoldinvestments.com. I've been telling you about Noble Gold because, and here we are, because they have been a longtime sponsor of mine, and it is the only gold company that I trust. So the US dollar, you may have heard, has lost 20% of global foreign exchange reserves, and our total national debt is fast approaching $3.5 trillion. So no, our economy is not in great shape. And those stunning job reports that we hear, that the government releases are, those are part-time jobs. Our increasing GDP is driven by spending using the money that the government printed out of thin air. So our economy is failing and it sounds like no one is listening. So save yourself, save your family, save your future with gold. And I also want to share with you what you can get. And here you go. You can get a 1/4 ounce free gold coin if you open a qualified account. So use the promo code GOLD. And I would love for you to also give them a call at 877-646-5347. And Noble Gold will answer all of your questions. You will have a dedicated, you'll have the same dedicated all American expert to help you. So whether you're a beginner or an experienced investor, Noble Gold Investments will make sure that you get all the help you need. Now, remember, all investments carry a risk. There's no guarantee of any kind, but don't listen to me. Listen to them. Listen to the experts and get your questions answered. NobleGoldInvestments.com. I will have a link for you in the description box below. Friends, I have had so many losses in my life, and I have also had so many heavenly hugs. I could literally write a book, and I think I would like to write a book, but I would love to have your stories as well. So you can leave them in a comment, or you can email support@thehealthyamerican.org. I wanted to tell you about this pair of angel wings, and it was about 9 years ago when my mom passed away, and sadly, we found ourselves in the situation to sell the family home. It's where I basically grew up. It was a family home for more than 40 years, and my dad had already passed on. And so through a lot of prayer and discernment and decision-making, the very sad decision was made that the house would be sold. Along the way, I'd compiled some photos of when our family had moved into the house brand new. It was being built, and there were pictures of us on the staircase when it was just a wooden frame. And there was a picture of my mom outside waving in the backyard that hadn't really become the backyard yet. You could see poles and frames, and it was just the skeleton of the house. So I had compiled several photos about the house being built, and I wanted to give those to the new owner because I thought they would like to see them. So I had those on the kitchen counter, and I went for the final day. And any of you that have been through this, selling a home, it's like another loss because it was a visible, physical expression of all of those memories. It was very, very painful for me to go through. And I was praying for God's strength and courage to get me through. I couldn't believe it was the last time I would ever see this house. So I went into the backyard and I did one more look around to see if there was anything that I could still take with me. Anything that wasn't nailed down or attached to the house I could take. And I looked down and there was a broken piece of pottery. My brother, may he rest in peace, used to do pottery and ceramics. And I thought, I wonder if that is one of John's pieces that I hadn't seen before. It was in the bushes. And I think my mom had it there as a garden decor. And I picked it up. And as I turned it over, out dropped this pair of angel wings that I had never seen before. Sure enough, the broken piece of pottery, which my sister still has, had the signature of my brother, and out came this pair of angel wings. That to me is a huge heavenly hug. It gets even better. After I dropped to my knees in gratitude, thanking the good Lord above for this sign that brought me great comfort and peace, knowing that whatever I was going through was going to be okay, and that it was guided by God and I was being protected by Him. And it brought me so much peace to see this. Well, I went back in the house and I was thumbing through the photos that I had set aside for the new buyer. And these are photos that were taken in the 1970s. And, you know, they weren't that great of quality and they would sort of stick together. And I didn't realize in this pile of photos, there was one photo stuck to another, and I peeled it away. And there, would you believe it, was a picture of my mom standing in the very spot where I found the angel wings and she was waving. All right, that gives me chills, and I take that as a sign that all is well and all is going to be well. After my brother-in-law passed away, this was just a year before my mom died, my sister understandably was so bereft, and she wanted me to drive with her to the funeral home. Well, one thing led to another, and we were delayed, and finally we were taking a route that we normally wouldn't have gone on at a period of the time of the day that we normally wouldn't have been there. And I was driving and she was very understandably bereft and devastated there in the passenger seat. And as we're driving on this pretty much deserted road, up in front, I see a car, I see a truck that, well, let me back up a little bit. My brother-in-law's initials were EAT. And we used to make a joke because he loved to eat. And those were his initials, EAT. And he would sign things EAT. So it was kind of a little catchphrase that we had for him. So as we're driving on the road, there's a big truck and it says, "Eat is here." Now, I don't know if they were non-native English speakers, but it very clearly, and we took photos of it, and I'm saying, "Oh my gosh, look, look. Eat is here." So we took that again as a sign, a heavenly hug that all is well and all will be well. When my little LC, which is LC, stands for Lewis and Clark, when she passed away, again, I was so devastated, just beside myself. And we were in the car, and it's all a blur to me now. I can't remember if we were driving home or it was the following day, but I looked up in front and there was a license plate in front of me that said LC. Previous to that, I was looking up some homes with a construction company. I didn't know what the name of the construction company was. And I was just doing some internet research and up popped the construction company called LC. I take these as heavenly hugs. Now, just now, as I was getting ready for the broadcast and I'm compiling my information and I did a quick check on my email and, you know, you get different newsletters and things that pop up and up comes in my email for some crazy reason, an advertisement in the Palm Springs area, which I do visit from time to time. So I guess my phone is tracking me. And it was an advertisement for Teddy Dental. I kid you not, my teddy bear. And I'm not going to the dentist. I haven't been searching for a dentist, but up pops Teddy Dental. Those are just a few of the dozens of heavenly hugs I've experienced in my life. I want to hear about your heavenly hugs. Please let me know in a comment or email support@thehealthyamerican.org. I really appreciate all of your support. And that is how we can encourage each other as we get through these stormy seas of life. I look forward to seeing you, everyone, in an upcoming broadcast.